Hello and welcome to Bleed Geek episode number 22. I'm Mike Earl.
And I'm Patrick McGivern.
And I'm Randy Orvis.
And today we will be discussing the tech news of the last week or so. Today is October 20th of the year 2011.
Boom.
If you're listening, obviously right now we're live, but that'll probably change, you know, if you're listening later. But it's Thursday, 8:01 currently. We were pretty close to starting at 8, but usually we start on Thursdays at 8. And so if you're there, you can always feel free to join us in chat or what have you. But yeah. So that's all I got.
Yeah. It's been, finally a slower Apple week and an awesome Android week. So I am excited, so to speak.
He's excited.
I'm feeling none of the effects here because I feel like I've lived under a rock for since last Thursday.
Since last Thursday, Pat has literally been under a rock.
Literally? Well, I guess you can't say literally, but...
Oh, might be able to.
Might.
If you lived in a cave.
That's true.
It's a cave of wonder.
So anyway. It's true. Yeah. So, we might as well... Well, how was everybody's week?
You know, it's been pretty crazy. There's been a lot of tech news to follow, really. There's a few big things, but not anything crazy. Post of the stories. But you know, it's been pretty steady. It's weird to think there were already 22 episodes in, nearly half. I did go back and listen to our first episode today, so that was interesting.
Say the least. Like I said, I mean, least. Last week, you know, it's like I listened to our first episode, and it's so funny to see how much
things
just
have changed.
Just how much the show has really kind of matured into kind of our this is how we do it. Anyways,
supposedly
there's so much room for activities, Mike.
So much room.
So should we just jump right into it?
Yeah. Have at it.
All right. So, it was announced It was today, actually. Apple. Well, do you want to? We'll talk about their earnings also, since
I don't really know any of the numbers. So I was. Just they were awesome. Out there.
They were pretty good.
They're always good. Supposedly though under what Wall Street, like people said it was bad, and then people started selling stock the next day, like because they didn't meet the Wall Street expectations. I'm sorry, they only had $6.6 billion in profit.
Only, yeah.
And like $50 billion in revenue or something.
Yeah, and they said it was because...
That sucks, guys. Well, I better sell my stock.
It was a lot of people are not enthused about the 4S, and they're going to be holding out.
Well, and Tim Cook in general. I know there's some...
questions, but maybe you know Steve left a roadmap on
this. Actually, I actually read an article today. I don't know if you saw it, it was on Gizmodo, that he was supposedly working like the day before he died, like he was working on stuff and like had called Tim into a meeting to talk about products that aren't even, you know, we don't have any nothing's idea yet.
Yeah,
but that's all here and there. So I mean, it's just funny to... It's just like with the Netflix thing, just to watch stocks, I think in general is funny, like just how all of a sudden like this whole giant mass of people sell stocks for whatever reason. You know, it's like the littlest...
Well, every, like any little wave in the pond causes somebody to go, oh!
And then suddenly stock starts falling, so then everybody's... I mean, it's just a domino effect, and it's just interesting to see, but I don't know. It seems kind of silly.
Yeah. So in other Apple news, it was announced today, though, that there is a new Mac Trojan horse floating around the interweb that disables Apple's automatic malware updates, which, I mean, really isn't a huge deal. But, I mean, if that's something that you don't pay attention to at all, it would be very easy. I mean, it's completely silent. You don't notice anything other than it being disabled. And that leaves a big hole open for future people developing new malware, you know, like spyware and viruses and stuff. So nothing super major, but something to keep aware of.
Yeah, so watch out for that if you are running there.
Yeah, so, I mean, like, even in OS in X. Depth, I mean, it does act as a Trojan because it does mask itself as a Flash installer from what I was reading. And it also can sense if there's a certain tool, what is called Little Snitch App, is installed. If it can sense that the Little Snitch App is installed, it'll bail and delete itself. But in the process, it would have already disabled your malware protection and any ability for it to update itself with any new definitions.
Excellent.
So it's actually kind of a neat little thing. But you do, I mean, to Mac's credit, I mean, you would still have to double-click approve the installation. Like, there's no way, like, a Trojan horse can get on your computer and then just find a way to self-run itself.
Right, yeah, no. I mean, like any virus, I mean, even a PC virus, you still have to, there is still end user, well, I don't want to say with a PC completely, because there's some stuff with PC, silent.
There's stuff, yeah, when you search a website, there's stuff in PC that can just run on its own without any actual intervention.
Yay for ActiveX and JavaScript.
So, but I mean, so Mac is still kind of safe. You have to fall victim to
actually running. That crap happens all the time. Sure. Still, you know.
Free iPads.
They're everywhere.
And considering Adobe updates, check out
bleedgeek.com. There's a good article about how to get your free iPad too.
Search for free iPads.
Yeah. Also in the news this week, it was just announced last night, actually. OCZ, if you are into computer hardware at all, you have heard of the name OCZ. They make flash-related storage stuff, so RAM, solid-state drives. They have announced the world's first 2.5-inch, 1 terabyte solid-state drive, which is, I mean, there's been other companies that have come out and said, oh, whoa, we've had one too, but nobody has shown, you know, that you have one. So, so if you're looking for large storage in solid state and you've got some cash to spend, it's only a measly $1,100. So
that's it. That's cheap.
Yeah.
Measly. Yeah.
But, I mean, when you think about it, I mean, a 128 drive is still $100+. So
I'm trying to remember how much the 480 gig.
I'm assuming it's going to be right around five.
Probably around five.
Yeah, four or five. I mean, it's not an outrageous price because you're paying for what you get basically.
Well, I think it's about that, because I think the 180 or the 160s or whatever they are right around 200. So I mean, they're not cheap at all.
Yeah, it's still a little bit above like $1 a gig.
Yep. Yeah, that's solid states. That's about its average running price now. It's just around $1 a gig. Yeah. So, this only means great things for people who like fast stuff, because this is going to drive down the price on existing stuff as well. So,
right.
Time. I mean, if you've got time on your side, it's a good thing.
Right, and they also did some more enhancements, like endurance enhancements. They almost increased it by 100%, I think I was reading. Like, maybe
say that
like
again.
Endurance, like erasing mechanism. Like, it can actually, it, like, the life almost increased. I think it was like from like 6,000 like cycles that it can go through on a sector to 10,000 or something like that.
Jeez, and yeah, I didn't catch that.
It had a speed bump improvement, and then also I was trying to read on that like an instant on feature, saying that it would boot your operating system at, it was like 50% faster.
Unreal.
So I was trying to figure out like how they're doing that with.
I didn't look to see. I should have looked to see like what driver they're using to push it. But I know, I mean, like one of the most stable ones out right now is the Sandy Force 2 bridge that they're using, and it's way more stable and it's a lot quicker than the version 1. So I don't know. I'm assuming it's being built off of that same. Sandy Force 2, so
could be possible.
Yeah,
could be possible.
But yeah. it's impressive. It's like it's like 480 megabytes a second. It's like half a million IOPS on like sequential reads on a 4K block. It's very impressive. Statistics.
I know. I've been in the market for a solid state drive for myself, just to get my OS onto solid state, and I have one picked out now. But I'm just waiting now. I have a little mini order I need to put in the new egg, so I'm gonna.
Could you think like a solid state with the new booting process for Windows 8? Like,
that'd be.
It would be instant on. I mean, they're doing impressive stuff with rotational drives.
Yep.
And then the way that they're restructuring the startup process for Windows 8, and then you couple that with a solid state drive. I mean,
it'd be like,
you would just push the button, boom. And it should be like log on screen.
Yeah.
Which would be pretty sweet.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. Solid state is crazy.
I know. I was looking at them too because I just upgraded my RAM, and so I was like, I should look at the solid state drives to see if maybe I could switch to that. But still a little too much for the fact that I don't. I mean,
it depends on really what. I mean, it's not.
On the fact that I don't want to run on this forever. Like, I just want little speed increments for now. But
if you put a solid state in there, you would be. I mean, you could use that in a new laptop as well.
Oh, right. That's true.
But. Oh, actually, I misspoke. It's only 45,000 IHOPs on a 4K block, sequential reads.
That is weak.
That's weak. I mean, considering rotational drives are like, I don't know, 160 for like a SATA, and then maybe 300 and some for a 15K drive. I mean, come on. Actually, no, I was thinking the 500,000 was, we've been like, two months ago, I was doing a lot of SAN research, and I was talking to a guy from, I'm trying to remember, DataCore, and they take existing hardware, and then they run an application on top of Windows, and it virtualizes all your SAN storage, and you can create aggregates across like multiple different servers, so you have like this virtualized storage, and they actually, for Department of, I think for the Navy, because they're looking for small form factor and something that doesn't generate much heat, and they use two Fusion I/O cards that cost about $80,000 a piece, put them in two servers, mirrored them with their software, and they are getting about 500,000 IOPS, which is crazy.
That's weak also.
That's weak. So, but they were trying to fit, like a form factor that would fit in like a submersible. There we go. But, and also something that doesn't generate a lot of heat, because if you got to disperse heat, like, you know, get some venting issues when you're underwater. So
it's true.
But anyways, backtrack.
Yeah. So solid state is the way.
We'll skip ahead to yes. Litro. It was announced, I don't know, a couple days ago or yesterday or one of these days recently.
It was yesterday.
Yesterday that Litro, we talked about them a while back, I don't know. They made the cameras that you could take the picture and then focus it later, like you could pick something to focus on. But they're announcing they're going to be pre-orders. Well, they began yesterday. $399 for the device, and it's going to ship in 2012. They're pretty crazy. Like, I watched a video of someone using one, and they're weird shape, actually.
They're kind of boxy.
They make me think, like, it's almost like a lipstick is what it looks like, yeah. I think. The boxes look like
To me, it looked like a security camera, almost.
Well, you know,
like,
they do look like those, too, yeah.
I mean, but they're small.
Without, like, any attachments, just the,
yep.
Just the, yeah, the box, rectangle box.
I posted a link in chat for the chat to see.
And then the other thing is on the end of it is a viewfinder, which is an odd, like, it's just an odd design all around. But yeah, like it's very small on the back, but they come with 8 gigabytes of storage, and then I think they're gonna have a larger model, 16 gigs, that are $499. But it's, yeah, I don't know. They're just weird in general. They take quick pictures, but it's like, how would you even hold that? Like, are you going to hold it like this?
Yeah, it's weird.
I mean, the idea is super cool, but I think they could find a better way to go about doing it.
I don't know. It just kind of seems like they threw something together. Like, what was a product Cisco had with their camera? Flip cam.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you looked at a flip cam, you're like, this thing Cisco just looks so cheap.
See, and I was a fan personally of the flip cam.
Well, I have one.
Because the use I saw it for was like when I'm snowboarding and stuff, because it's something that it's big enough that you can hold while you have your gloves on. You don't have to worry about it.
And the buttons are actually pretty big on it too, yep. So it's good for that. But this one would not be like that because it's a touchscreen.
On the backside?
On the very back. Like,
it looks so small.
Yeah, though. And it is tiny. And that's. In the review, they said, you know, it's really weird. Like, they just said that's the biggest downfall, is like just the tiny crappy resolution.
I would have seen like in like DSLRs, like that's what I would envision.
Right, or even point and shoots at the very. Yeah. I mean, not that that's not what this is, but it's just an odd look. But
it's a cool device though.
The functionality, the idea of the whole thing is very cool.
Obviously,
I think they could have made it better. But.
Yeah, I mean, obviously we're scrutinizing version 1.0, you know,
right.
Maybe version 2.0 will have a little bit more aesthetics and at least some better
in chat. It said that the Lytro camera only works with Mac OS X 10.6 or higher, and there won't be a Windows desktop app available until 2012. So, another thing to keep in mind for the Windows users out there.
Yeah, that's also interesting.
I wonder what makes it only compatible with a Macintosh device.
I'm sure they just haven't done
you still think, I mean, like any DSLR camera, I can take a picture of it and put it on any computer I want, and it's gonna know. I mean, I don't know if it's like some kind of funky file type or what, but
probably more just drivers, like maybe just integration. I mean,
yeah,
you'd assume like on a Windows PC, like
maybe it has to do with the fact they both run on Magic.
Shit,
I think Mike's onto something here.
It's true. It just works, Randy.
I get it.
It just works.
But
I would assume it's like a driver issue that Windows. The latest iteration of Windows doesn't have the drivers, so it can't just plug and play.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. But
Mac's on its game and has.
I mean, even well, I don't know, I don't want to spend too much time on it because in the end, I'm not going to buy one, so I don't care that much.
But
I mean, but yeah. Anyways,
until it becomes cooler. I mean,
but then by the time it gets cooler and people have tested it. Other companies, if it's really that cool, will steal the idea and do it themselves.
Well, it's patented.
They can license it, though.
Yeah. No, I'm not saying... No, I mean, like, when it becomes more...
I'll steal it.
More common, more widespread.
Stolen your idea.
Steal the patent.
Did they patent it?
Yeah. Of course. I would hope so.
How do you patent taking a picture?
Focusing. The idea of taking multiple layers of pictures.
Well, I'm going to make a new idea, and instead of my picture,
good luck with that.
Okay. Thank you.
Instead of using 19 little mini cameras, you're going to use 20.
You got to be 10% different, so I got to do 21.
You have to have 1.9 more filters.
I got them suckers. Anyways. Moving on. I read an interesting article today from Google. If anybody follows the Google blog, they always have some interesting stories on there. But they are making their searches more secure now for people who are signed in under their Google account.
And I think you can still do it without being signed in. I think you have to let it locate where you are, essentially, is how it works. You have to turn on location or something, I heard.
Oh, that would be... I didn't hear that. I just heard that you had to be signed in for it.
Right, but if you're not signed in, that's how... I don't know why you
Maybe
would
there's
be
like a
in.
Preference or something.
Yeah. Test that, because they're not...
How would you turn on the preferences if you weren't signed in, though, right?
Ooh.
No, because isn't there...
I know, there's a little thing, yeah.
There's like temp preferences.
Yeah.
Like, that's how you turn safe search and all that crap off. But, so if you're signed in, they're going to be doing all of their search, for sure being signed in. All of their searches will be under...
I am signed in and I'm not secure.
Well, not yet.
It's not turned on yet.
Rolling out over the next 6 weeks or something. Yeah.
That's what Google does. They roll it out.
It's in beta.
Yeah, so all the searches will be done SSL for signed in users for sure. Possibly option available for unsigned in users. So...
Heard it here
first. It really doesn't make any difference.
For Google.
It's just it keeps the government out of your shiz when you're looking up the anarchist cookbook and whatnot.
True. And whatnot.
Don't forget that it's still stored on your account if you have history turned on.
Google Music.
There's been rumors floating around that Google is going to launch its own music store.
Woohoo!
There has not... I don't know if it's actually been confirmed, but yet they talked about it at the same time. I don't know. It's kind of weird. Google's got their own way of doing things. Let's just put it at that. But they have said now that they're going to do something weird. What they call it? The twist? What was the word they used for it? Was that what they used?
Yeah, twist.
The twist is you're going to be able to share music after you purchase it.
Oh, yeah.
But essentially, you'll be able to, like, hey, I really like this. Check it out. Send it to your friend via an email link. And they'll be able to listen to it from your cloud is how it works for a limited time / a limited number of listens. It's funny because everyone's like, well, this is crazy. This is a new thing. I'm pretty sure. And maybe someone could tell me if I'm wrong. Couldn't you do that with the Zune?
The Zune. I was just going to say that. Like, if you were close.
Yeah,
you
like, it was.
Like a ad hoc, like,
it, device to and device. It was Bluetooth, I think, maybe. And possibly, it's funny because when they were talking about Beam, which we'll get to later, they brought up the Zune thing, too, of sharing. So that's funny, too. But
and we all know how that feature got on, right, with the Zune.
Yeah, they were, like, hot fire.
This is...
Hotcakes.
It is
instant
wildfire.
Bowl.
Hotcakes.
No, I don't think the Zune got a fair chance really to compete because I don't think Microsoft really devoted any.
They're like, whatever, we'll just try to put some out to compete with the iPod.
We don't really care about it. Before any iPods did.
I understand.
Had a music store. They had like a marketplace.
Right, but.
It was too little, too late, Pat.
Exactly.
Too early, too soon.
No, but like... you know that's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying they didn't do enough.
What do you want, a jukebox?
But you know how
Creative
like,
Zen?
If you ever watch Foundation, I forget which guy it was. Was it the founder from Twitter? Was it Jack Dorsey? Where he's saying like
Jack Dorsey is founder of Twitter.
Well, I think it was Jack, though, saying that, you know, like, he had an idea for...
It was Twitter. He got into it, and then it was too early, so he, like, left it and came back later.
Yeah, like, he had the idea, like,
right, but
years
his,
before.
His implementation was bad, because he was, like, he ran into, like, a middle of, like...
Did you just say Twitter's a bad idea? No, is that what you just said?
That is what he just said.
Hold on to your thought, Maker. At least hold on to your retort for a second. But, no, because, like, he was doing it in the day of text messaging. Like, well, obviously,
he had slowly worked our way out of that.
He went into the middle of a park and he said, I am in this park, and then sent out like a mass, like he had built a script
message
everyone in his contact, and it said that he was here in this park. And it was kind of like Twitter along with like status update
/ Foursquare
/ whatever Foursquare. Yeah. Anything that gives you kind of some kind of
Gowalla.
Like check-in area. But,
Google Latitude.
But he got a lot of rejection from everyone on his contact saying that. Like, why are you telling me this? Like, I mean, all these things that are now socially acceptable, like they're just kind of like,
I don't think I need to know that you're taking a shit right now.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what Twitter's for.
So a great idea, maybe a little bit too early, but.
But the Zune came out after the iPod, really, right?
I think so. And maybe it was in response. I don't really remember, but I remember that it was more advanced than.
Can the chat room tell us, please?
Uncle Buck, come on.
I just think that they were. The world didn't know how to react to all of those features. Like, I mean, before the iPod Touch came out, I had no use for a device in my hand other than my. Well, I didn't even have a phone back then.
You mean the iPod, not the iPod Touch.
No, I'm saying the iPod Touch.
If I had to text message both you guys and say I'm at Target, you'd be like, "Why are you telling me that?" But if I went to Facebook I'm at Target,
I'd be like, "It'd be nice that you actually text me once in a while, Pat. Thanks."
Socializing.
I just like to get a text from you once in a while. But
it's true.
Even if it just said, you know, you were at Target.
I'm at Target.
Yeah, or check in on Foursquare.
You wouldn't be like,
he does have
the
app.
Fudge.
What the fudge? No, I'd be like, what a weirdo. But that's cool. Thanks for letting me know.
Pretty much. I don't know.
No, I just think that the Zune came in bad colors.
They did look
brown.
Like, they did look like they came in wood. Like they looked
brown.
Were compiled out of wood. I'll give you that. And the interface, like the buttons on his.
No, I just think the iPod was already too far ahead of it. And with the iTunes integration, the iTunes, I think, is really what did it in. We could debate this all day.
Sure.
Yeah.
But I don't want to.
But.
So anyway, Google Music is possibly getting a store and possibly going to let you share it. Whatever.
Yeah. Apparently, I read that they have, quoting in the air, a record deal with a indie
labels is what they're in.
And they are working with Sony and is it Warner Brothers? Is that and they're working with them.
So they have two out of the four? mm-hmm. major record labels?
Correct. Well, they're working with two out of the four. They don't have anything yet.
They don't have any of them?
Well, there's nothing. There's nothing confirmed or denied.
This is just rumors, Pat. Nobody knows.
Let's join the Apple wagon with Google. That's what they do now.
The Apple wagon?
I'm going to Amazon.
Yeah, because it's like, oh, look at us. We're not saying or denying what this new thing's going
to
be.
But I thought it was one of the CEOs that said, or one of the
In
the,
land of
the
Amazon,
high
you don't have to deal with any of that.
No, it was one of the, to like, so people know that they're working with indie labels. Cause
oh, it was
guys
one of the indie labels that said it.
Yes.
Okay. So anyway. Is there any other Android news or?
No, I think that was it.
Google, did they do something?
Oh, wait.
Were they in Hong Kong or something?
Oh, wait.
Tokyo, where were they? Was it Hong Kong? Yeah.
I think it was Hong Kong. No, it was Hong Kong. I don't even know.
Yeah, Hong
silly
Kong.
Silly question. Google has announced their new phone. The Galaxy Nexus. Yeah, from Samsung, the Galaxy Nexus.
Galaxy Nexus.
It looks awesome.
It looks awesome.
They have grown up. I sent Mike a link to an article that I read earlier comparing the Apple, how they've progressed through the years with the iPhone versus how Google has grown up with their phones.
4.65-inch display.
It's true.
For giant hands.
And it's funny looking at the original iPhone.
It's for evolved people,
and
Mike. Come on.
People are getting bigger?
People are getting bigger exponentially. I mean, it's...
No hardware button.
Hey, I'm trying to talk.
Sorry, go ahead. Mike's talking this whole time, and you chastise me?
I can't yell at both of you.
Okay, sorry.
Both of you. Shh. Thank you. So, the comparison. Oh, man. Now it's like that awkward feeling in here, like...
Where mom just hit dad at the dinner table?
Dad just hit mom at the dinner table.
Kind of...
Right. Anyways, showing a picture of Apple through the years with the iPhone and the Google phone through the years. And in a nutshell, Apple's main design has not changed. It's a square.
If it's not broke, why fix it?
Yeah, clearly. Anyways, and then
I thought it was funny, though, that they made the white one, the second one white, just to differentiate because they are identical.
Right.
With the exception of the markings on the sides where there's... dual cellular brands are now. Yeah.
But even, I mean, you would have to see them up side by side to even notice that difference.
And to actually know most people, I probably still wouldn't figure it out.
That's true. But, then Google has really stepped it up. I had read the specs. I know it's a 1280 by 720 to screen. It's
200 PPI.
Huh?
Pixels per inch?
Only 200?
Yeah, that's what it came out today. Like they had said something else. Yeah, they had said something else, but now it's come out. I read it from gdgt.com. Gadget, get it? Gdgt. They had a thing saying it was their display was funny. But it's a good display. It's true 16:9 though, so it can do widescreen.
Yep. Processing power. It's a two. It's two, right? Two is it 2 gigahertz?
No.
1 point?
Is it 1.2?
I think
it's 1.2 or 1.5.
I thought it was 1.25.
1.25 dual core. Because I know it was. Yeah, and then a gig of RAM.
Gig of RAM.
And what's the last thing? Oh, 16 gig storage built in with another 16 gigs expandable.
I thought they sold 16 and 32 gig models.
What I had seen today was it was only 16 and then another 16 expandable via. SD.
Makes sense. There's been no pricing released yet, though.
Correct.
Or release dates.
Yeah. No, I'd heard, just rumors that it'll be $299 with a contract.
Rumors.
So, yeah. You heard
no
it here
release
first.
Date.
You heard it here first.
So, yeah, that's all. That's it. Moving on.
But,
yeah, right, Mike.
So,
good one.
Like, this is a chore for you.
Yeah, right. I watched the live blog.
Yeah, he was actually...
That's what I'm saying.
Did you?
No.
Did he?
Uh-uh.
See? Okay. Who loves Android now?
I had it loaded, but then I went to bed.
Oh,
I didn't go to bed.
It was at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
Couldn't sense
it was
sarcasm.
At 9. You were making apple pie.
I was making apple pie. It's delicious.
But this will be... Is this the first phone with ice cream sandwich?
Yeah.
This is the
4.0.
First official phone with ice cream sandwich.
Funny because the Motorola Razr, the new Motorola
Razr, was released earlier that day.
Earlier, announced. And it's not.
It's not even running Honeycomb. It's running Gingerbread. Yeah, I think.
It's running Gingerbread.
So, but it looks small. It's small as shit.
It's the smallest. It's officially the smallest.
Small smartphone.
Thinnest smartphone.
Actually, I didn't see the video in the world. This is my next.
And it's like lighter.
Next to the iPhone 4. Yeah. Neil like, tail. Yeah.
And you like, it dwarf, it like, eclipsed.
You couldn't even see it there.
You can see it, behind it. That's kind of cool.
It was hidden beyond the Razr, not the Galaxy Nexus. You know what I love about Android phones?
That we have options.
They're crazy fucking names. Like, who comes up with these names? Like, the Galaxy Nexus, that's a fine name. But, like, the HTC Evo 4D, then they, like, add on all these things. They just keep adding on. Like, you know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? I'm just letting
you riff right now. Yeah, no, I'm just hanging out.
I'm just talking.
Or just let it come out, Mike.
But seriously, like, why can't you just name them regularly?
Well, what would you call them?
I don't know, just one word. Cars do fine, except for some brands, but most cars...
Yeah, because I forgot the Prius was a fantastic name.
No, I'm not saying no, but it's one word.
Triceratops.
Yeah, that'd be fine. I'd be fine if the phone the Samsung Triceratops. That would be a fine name. My problem is that they keep adding things on to the end and make it like the Nexus S, Google Prime.
What was the
4 HD?
Why does
4G?
Why does
3DS?
Why does
1972
Apple
model
make up new model names when they're slight upgrades? They're not actually full.
Well, that's why it's only an S.
What? Slight upgrades?
There is still OS X. At least Windows has balls enough to go from Windows 7 to Windows 8. Not.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay.
It's still OS X.
We're not talking about. 6. We're not talking about desktops.
I'm comparing. Like, what's the point? Why are they just making the up silly names? Why not just say?
Well, they're still just changing the name.
Why not say OS X 3?
They do. It's 7. It's 10.7.
Should be on OS
Tigers.
It's 10.7.
Or 17. I mean, they should be on OS. They should be on OS 17. Is what you're saying, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's just 10.7.
Yeah, it's 10. So it's a revision of version 10 still.
Well, Google, though, they went 2.2 was Honeycomb, and then 2.3 was Gingerbread, and 2.3 was Honeycomb.
I understand. But they, like, I think it's...
That's a different ballpark altogether. If we talked about PC names...
Yeah.
Like...
They don't make PC names.
Like a...
Go for it.
Let's a Windows machine. What are they called? An E-Machines. I don't even know their names. That's why they're so crazy. Yeah, that's the same thing with the HTC. That's a brand. That's what I mean.
HTC is the brand.
And they name their phones crazy shit. I'm not talking about Android or Google.
No, you're
I'm talking about HTC and Samsung.
What are you bringing up PCs for?
Because you brought up my Mac.
Yeah, because you're saying it's crazy to make up all this stuff. And it's like,
I do think it's crazy.
Oh, jeez.
You don't think it's crazy? You don't think some of the phone names they make up are crazy as shit?
I don't really care.
I'm just saying they're crazy.
Mike has an iPhone.
Yeah?
Yep.
What do you have? Well, see, yours is fine. You have a Motorola. See, I think Motorola does fine. Like, they just had the Razr. That's it. But it's HTC and Samsung that really get out of control.
Doesn't HTC have normal named stuff still?
Some, but not. I mean, some of them are. They just had the Titan. See, like, that's fine. Titan. That's a good name. But, like, the Evo 4D or the... Atrix.
There was, I'm trying to remember the name of the manufacturer, but there was one where I couldn't tell if it was a tablet or a phone, just the way that the wording was, because it, like, confused everything.
Yeah. It's like the iPhone 4S also. It's like, what the hell is up with that S?
Well, because it's a different model. How else would you differentiate it?
Super. 5.
Well, they could have done that, too.
It's the iPhone 4 Super.
There we go.
Speedy. Super.
iPhone 4
Siri.
Speedy.
Snake. Siri. I like it. Okay. That's enough of that. The Razr, though, is a pretty sweet phone. Super thin. It's thinner, lighter than the iPhone. It's backed with Kevlar, actually. Kevlar is embedded into the
backplate. It's like laser. There's
so
something else weird about it.
It could potentially save your life from a bullet.
Ooh.
I don't know.
Should we test it?
Pat would like to test that.
You hold the phone. I'll shoot the gun.
4 feet away, Randy's going to shoot me point blank.
Nice.
And it's going to be positioned over my heart.
But some of the cool things with it was that also has 32 gigs, 16 gigs on board, and then 16 gigs.
So now you're talking about a different phone again.
The Razr?
Is that what you're talking about right now?
Yeah.
Is that what it has? Okay. I thought you went back to the Nexus.
No. hey, follow along.
All right.
Pat's getting, he's going to stab a bullet with one.
Right.
And I'm just talking about the specs. I said whatever the specs were crazy. Backed.
Same stuff, right?
So, and then it can, so 16 gigs, and then it comes with a 16 gig SD card, so it technically has 32, and you can expand the SD card, it's a micro SD, up to 32 in there. So potential for 48 gigs worth of storage. 1080p camera, so if, I mean, if you don't have that, I feel like you're just kind of behind the game. And then two other things, Bluetooth 4.0, and then the really sweet thing is HDMI out, which is sweet. Because, I mean, all phones should have it. The iPhone should have it, even.
HDMI out?
Yeah.
You think so?
You can get a cable for VGA out?
Yeah, but that's not...
My cable.
That's not going to look good, though. It's now close. Mike's trying to prove me it's wrong.
About
you're
what?
So, you're full of shit, Randy.
I'm not looking
it's not
at
it. HDMI. Are you kidding me?
I'm just
me?
Looking. I didn't even say anything.
I know. I saw it in your eye. You're like, oh, man, this phone's so much better than my iPhone.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Actually, I like the list of new Android features.
Should we bust into them?
Yeah.
The ice cream sandwich features.
Yeah, the ice cream sandwich.
Because I think we kind of... Yeah.
Android 4.0.
Yeah, so I don't know, we'll just... Some of the more notable ones that I wrote down was... The new facial recognition for unlocking your phone. But Mike had, from watching the live blog, had said that while they were testing it live, it actually didn't work. And the guy was like, oh, ha, 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 must be because I'm wearing too much makeup. So did they end up getting it to work, though?
I don't know if it, I think they just opened
or they just
it
like,
and went on.
Oh,
but...
we're going to go to a slight break.
Yeah.
And we're back. They have a new screen or a new locking screen so you can actually that has camera support built in so you can actually while your phone is locked actually take a picture, which Mango actually implements that as well. So it's I mean within a second of pulling out your phone you can be taking pictures, which is cool. Trying to think what else. Swipe to clear notifications. So if you have multiple notifications in your notification bar, you can just go, and they're gone.
Just like
it's
that?
It's more like, and then they're gone. Not three times. That'd be Apple, because that's like you're whipping your magic wand around.
That's right. Writing the W for
is
wallet.
Is this a new feature? Turn-by-turn voice navigation? Was that not in the previous
No, that's version? Been there for a
no,
while.
Been there in a while?
Yep.
Okay, then this is a bad article. This is just pitting.
Yeah, it iOS 5. I even have that on my phone, and it's sweet.
Yeah.
Custom. They have new, like all of the widgets available are resizable, which is also old, but it's even more. Like you can even, like with the current version that I'm running, which is 2.1, you can resize the widgets, but you only get like. I mean predefined sizes, but with the new one you can actually like
it's like incremental.
Yeah, you can drag it to whatever you want. That's cool. You can make it the actual size you want. So that's cool. One thing I read, and I'm not sure, this wasn't part of the article that I was looking at, but I don't believe that they have screenshot capability yet. I know you can do that if you root your phone, but yeah.
For what?
The new ice cream sandwich. You still can't do screenshots like you can in the Apple.
No, I thought they did.
I
thought it was an ice cream sandwich.
So then it must be the old one that you had to root your phone to do.
Yep, I think then, with ice cream sandwich, it's in there now.
That makes sense.
Because that was, for whatever reason, a huge deal to a lot of people.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, like I see people when they post like the screenshots from their iPhones and stuff, and it's like, that's so awesome. I wish I could do that.
I still
you know?
Haven't figured it out. Like, periodically, I would get
you just
a screenshot.
Press the two buttons.
Hey, Pat.
That's all you do?
There's an app for that.
No, you just press the home button and the sleep button at the same time.
Then, okay, because, like, periodically, I'd see my picture roll, like...
Pictures of, like, your pocket or something?
Yeah, and you're like, shit, how'd I do that?
So,
Now
it's all explained.
They have... So, the new Nexus is an e-keyboard also, and they updated the keyboard on there, so supposedly it's a lot better. And they showed it, and the letters are all kind of spaced out a bit more since you have a bigger screen as well. So that should make it easier for typing on there.
Did they say, like, they, I think they said they made a font specifically for it or something.
There's two, for sure, two fonts that you can select from to have display on your phone, which is, I mean, as cheesy as it is, it's kind of nice because some people, obviously, that's why Microsoft Word comes with, you know, 100 different fonts because some people like certain things.
It looks like they revamped their data usage screen to a per app basis.
Correct.
Which is nice for either Wi-Fi or cellular.
Yep. You can do, I mean, doing web browsing from a phone, you could manually go in and set what the, I don't know what the pin is called technically, but you could put in like when you browse to a website from a phone, it'll automatically default you to the mobile version. But you could go into, like on my phone, I could go in and change a certain number so it would assume that my phone is actually coming from a desktop so I could see the full version. Well, now they have that built in so you can say, I'm coming from Firefox, I'm coming from iPhone, I'm coming from Mozilla. I mean, you can...
And I think that's built in more for the tablets than anything. I mean, it's obviously nice on the phone too, but I think because Ice Cream Sandwiches...
I was kind of wondering, well, like, it's both. Could you bridging get the gap, supposedly. Virgins get on Hulu, you know? Like,
you can't, I mean, a lot of websites just put the M in front of it for mobile, and it's like m.yahoo.com anyway.
Like, Hulu actually
and you can just delete that
and restricts certain browsers. So I was wondering if that's like a loophole in their system, like, because they can browse.
I'm sure they'll still get around it.
Our content isn't licensed to be used.
Somehow Hulu disappears from everything, though, so I'm sure they'll find a way around it.
I'm sure.
If it already isn't still dropping it.
If it's popular, it's not on Hulu. Or it's not accessible by it.
And the only other big thing that I had noted that was cool was you can now save pages for offline viewing on your phone / tablet.
Instapaper.
Is that an app?
Yeah, the app. Because Apple did that in 5.0, but everyone's like, oh, they're ripping off Instapaper. Instapaper, I thought, I don't know if it's on Android. Yeah, it could be, though, because it's a pretty big app. But it's funny that it's funny to watch just all the software rip each other off. Like with Apple, like, you know, they had, you know, the notifications they stole from Android and like the BlackBerry Messenger thing with iMessage. But now, like with Ice Cream Sandwich, they have the People app, which puts all, like, if everyone's Twitter feed in Windows, like Facebook, it puts all their stuff on one, which we talked about just last week, basically on Windows.
Yep.
And so it's like, it's just little stuff that they're like, oh man, that is a good idea. We better put that in. Like,
I'm sure Todd just loves hearing that because he constantly like rips on himself for having a Windows phone. Like, it's a solid phone.
No, I mean, but, I like the Titan. I mean, it looks like a nice phone, and it's got a decent name.
It does. Names are important.
Names are important.
I mean, just looking at these comparisons, the Galaxy S2 HD LTE, like, that's just give it something new.
It's what they do.
I know.
Anyways.
You want to keep going with the other features?
Nope.
The other features?
I saw all the features, and those were the ones that I thought were
mentioned. You know, what about Beam?
I did not catch that.
It's their NFC, whatever. Basically, wait, has anyone ever used the app Bump?
Yes.
It's that. But instead of using Bluetooth, they use NFC. You put your Nexuses back to back, and then you can transport, you know, pictures or information, contacts. Yeah. But, and like we were talking about with the Zunes earlier, I mean, and now they have Beam. They call it Beam.
I still like the whole pairing devices with NFC. Like, you can pair your headphones, your Bluetooth headphones, by MPs and NFC.
There was something weird. Like, there's a thing where if you reject a call and you swipe up, you can send a text right away to the person. I don't know. Like, some people seem pretty cool, think that was pretty cool. Like if you're busy or whatever and you reject their call, you can automatically just send a text right away, tell them, hey, I'm busy.
That's funny because I've done that. I mean, like Lydia will call me on my cell phone at work, but I don't answer my cell phone at work. So it's like, unlock, put in my code, send her a text, be like, hey, I'll call you when I'm not busy.
Yeah, but now all you have to, if you had 4.0, let's say,
so I could just be like,
you could swipe up and it automatically brings up your texting to them.
I do not think my phone could handle 4.0.
I'm not saying. I said if.
I know.
If you got a new phone, I'm saying if someday you got it and stepped out of the Stone Age of 2 years ago that you're living in on your phone.
Are you due for a new phone?
Yeah, it's pretty.
I feel like you got to be. I feel like you've had that phone forever.
Forever.
So seems like forever.
So who's on the blocks right now? Like
for phones?
For phones. Have you been looking? Or
yeah, I really... Well, I want to hear how much the new Google phone is.
There was an announcement today. I mean, everyone thought it was going to be Verizon, but I saw there was a leak from a commercial or something, and it showed a drop down, and it had T-Mobile, AT&T, Sprint, and Verizon, and a few other random little carriers all listed.
Yeah, I was talking to Lydia because I mean, when it comes down to getting a new phone, we'll both probably, if I can get a new phone, I'll get one, but for sure her. And I had suggested to her getting the new Google phone. I mean, we're going to stick with T-Mobile, so iPhone's not an option.
Unless you want to unlock it.
Yeah, and I thought about that, but I don't know if I want to go through all of that crap, because...
From what I've been hearing, actually recently, the little reports coming out is that essentially all the 4S's are unlocked. Because they're... I mean, some, like...
You can like, buy them unlocked.
Right. And cause there's another carrier that just picked it up.
$8.50 for the 64.
No. I mean, like the people buying it, like I've heard, like there's an easy workaround. Like it's like basically like flipping a switch to unlock them now.
Gotcha.
Because of the fact that they're world phones.
Yeah. And I guess I don't. Okay. And, so maybe the difference is unlocking versus jailbreaking. I know they're two different things.
Yes.
And so jailbreaking is allowing you to do things to the OS itself.
I mean, and yeah, I wouldn't suggest that for her at all.
No, not at all.
Right.
But because I was going to say there's issues with that with one of the guys that I went to Oklahoma with, Nick. He's got an iPhone 3S, and he has his jailbroken because he doesn't have a data plan. So mm-hmm. he uses his internet just all Wi-Fi whenever he's around. But there's some things that, like, he can't do updates with the jailbreak because he has to wait until
there's a jailbreak update.
Correct.
Which is usually 2 minutes after the update.
Roughly. Yeah.
So,
no, I there was someone I worked
plus
with.
Plus or minus 2 minutes.
That I worked with before that had that problem, and he bricked his phone, so.
Yeah. And I mean, I wouldn't mind getting an iPhone also, but I just don't want to, I don't know. I mean, I don't want to have to pay that premium price to have a phone.
Obviously you're sticking with T-Mobile, but you're going to stick with the phones they offer at a discounted rate, because that's the whole point of them discounting them, is to get you to stay there anyway.
Exactly. So we're looking,
you're going to wait and see what the price is of the Nexus.
I mean, even with the price, I know it's going to be fairly expensive.
Otherwise, there's the Samsung Galaxy S2.
I know, but the reason why I'm staying Well, and I haven't looked at that one too much, but that one's branded still by Samsung, right?
Yeah, and for whatever reason, it says, right, I'm looking at this comparison chart of all these phones, and it says U.S. carriers, none. So I don't know.
Excellent.
I don't know what that's about. The Galaxy S2, obviously, is available. $199, AT&T, Sprint, and T-Mobile. Not on Verizon. That's kind of weird.
Yeah, so I want to get the new Google phone, because that'll at least ensure us that we don't have to deal with carriers' flavors of the OS of the new version. So that way we can be ensured that we would get updates for, you know, at least a couple years. So
18 months, right?
So that's what they said, you know, 18 months. So at least we know Google is going to stand behind their phone. So that's my reasoning.
You know what? I think the biggest interesting thing, the phone looks sweet and like, whatever. Obviously, I have Apple stuff, but I have nothing against the Android phones, except for their names, as we went over earlier. But the Nexus looked pretty sweet. A lot of the things they did were really cool. And instead of having hardware buttons, they have buttons that go away. Like if you're in video and stuff, they don't have hardware built-in buttons. And so there's a few different things like that. But I don't remember what I was saying now. Oh, so after the... They have all things D is going on, all things D in Asia right now. And after the Google guys did their announcement, they went over, I don't remember which ones of them, but a couple of the I don't know if it was Rubenstein or... Anyway, they were over at the all things D, and they basically said that they don't want to make apps specifically for tablets. They just want them to have to work on both.
It makes sense.
Which basically said that they just want it to be good enough. Like, that's what a lot of people are taking away from it. Like, at first when the iPad came out, and, like, that's the biggest thing that sells the iPads right now. It's not, I mean, Apple made a good product, sure, but it's the developers making apps for it that are making that device sell. I mean, you go to any other tablet, and the biggest review problem is a lack of apps. And without developers, and, like, just saying that, I mean, like, I have apps that work on both my phone and my iPad, but the ones that are, they're, like, built for the iPad, like, using the real estate better, and, like, any app that you use on the iPhone, you can use on the iPad, but you just, it looks like crap, because it has to, like, magnify it, and, you know, it just doesn't take...
Well, look how long it took them to get the Facebook app.
Well,
for the tablet.
Well, right. And it works a lot different than it does. I mean, it does work the same, but I mean, they obviously take advantage of the bigger screen and stuff. And for Android to say, well, we're just going to make them so they just fit both. I mean, they're losing a lot, I think, on the tablet side. And I think that's, they're still going to end up struggling. And I don't know if they're just giving up on that market right now, or, I mean, not even against the iPad, but they got to know that the fire is going to destroy all the Android tablets, or if they just don't care because they just want to get Android out there, what do they care what tablets it runs on? They're not, it's open source, right?
Yep. Well, as long as carriers or
as long as people keep making them.
Yep.
As long as Samsung and keep making funny names for tablets too. I mean, that's all I have to say about that.
Yeah.
I thought that was a weird thing for them to come out and say though.
That's all I got.
Pad phone coming with ice cream sandwich 2012. Yeah, and they're still in the launch. I mean, they keep saying early November for both the Razer and ice cream sandwich and the Nexus, Galaxy Nexus. So keep an eye out for the price and the actual release date. I feel like we're missing something. The Nokia N9 came out, and they're getting a lot of good reviews for a phone that's not ever going to do anything because they're killing the software as the last one.
And wasn't it only released in Japan?
Is that what it is?
I thought it wasn't ever going to be released in the United States. I mean, that's...
I'm just the Symbian software.
The Symbian software? Wasn't that the Migo software?
Yeah, Migo. They're like the same thing, right? Symbian operating system was... I don't know. It's getting good reviews. Everyone's like, that's nice, but they're killing it, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
They said they made the Galaxy Nexus to strictly not cross any Apple patents. But that was funny.
I did hear that Samsung was suing Apple again for something in Japan and Australia.
Well, in Australia, Samsung already lost, and HTC was suing Samsung, and they got their claims, or not thrown out, but they lost. Apple won that one. I don't know. There's a lot of patent stuff.
There's
going
a whole
on.
Lot of crap. It's like,
but that's that mattress man.
Oh, have you guys Research in Motion? They officially announced that they're going to release
BBX.
BBX, yeah.
Yeah, but who cares about RAM?
Oh, how about? Hey, gamers out there, Tuesday. Hope everybody's ready. Battlefield 3. Because it's coming out. And it's going to be sweet. That's all I have to say about that.
So then, when is Call of Duty?
Call of Duty is November.
November.
Yes. November 8th? 7th. The Tuesday. It's either the 7th or the 8th.
Have you seen the videos where there's like army dudes that go into like this tower and they say like join whatever, like they like hand over their dog tags, I think. And it's like, it looks like it's like some kind of army first person shooter. And it says like join something, join the group. I can't remember exactly what they called it.
Mm-mm.
But it was like absolutely nothing. It doesn't show any gameplay. It just shows like two guys in like army fatigues. And they just walk into this tower, and then, like, some lady there, and she, like, throws the dog tags as, like, some kind of admission into some room in the back.
Mm-mm.
Kind of looked like a LAN party. I was thinking maybe it was Call of Duty 3 video, but...
No, I haven't seen... I mean, the most I've seen... I haven't, honestly... I sent myself home a link, actually, to look at that was some, it was from the developers for Modern Warfare 3, and I was just going to check that out. But, I mean, there hasn't been, all of the news, honestly, has been about Battlefield 3, because they actually worked on their project. I mean, it's a new graphics engine, it's, you know, all of the graphics are insane, the game is brand new, you know, so there's, and so
yeah, so I've seen like a lot of commercials for Battlefield 3.
I'll have to show you when we're done. They just released not yesterday. It's today, Thursday. It's Tuesday morning, like at midnight. They released the official multiplayer trailer for Battlefield 3, and it's awesome. It was sweet. but I'm, yeah, it's gonna be awesome. So Tuesday, I'm holding out. I'm not gonna buy. I was gonna buy it Tuesday, but I'm not gonna be. I'm waiting for a graphics card because I want to see what the new game, what
requirements,
what its actual requirements from end
the
users.
The manufacturer.
No, because they already released
what
that.
But recommend
what people, exactly. I want to see what they're recommending. Chaz, I talked to him and he said that his laptop has two graphics cards in it running Crossfire, and he was able to run, it's like playing the beta, it was the first game that's actually taxed his graphics cards a bit. So I'll talk to him after he gets it and see what he thinks, but I'll have it within 2 to 3 weeks. 2 to 3 weeks max, I'll have something. So
nice.
Yeah. But I'll be in line midnight for the Modern Warfare 3 release. That's my birthday present to myself every year.
What day does that one come out?
I can't remember if I can look.
Well, that one's the one.
Either 7th or the 8th.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Well, the 5th is a Friday.
So it'd be the 8th. Yeah, it's the 8th.
9th.
8th. It's the 8th.
Okay.
Don't question me.
So anyway.
That's it.
That's that.
So
goodbye.
Follow us. So if you want to keep, I mean, we don't update our blog as nearly as much as we should, which kind of sucks. But you can check our blog out. We've got some good articles on there.
At least once a week, we have a podcast.
Bleedgeek.com.
Otherwise, you can find it on iTunes.
It's true.
Subscribe.
Oh, if they're listening to this, then
so
they
that,
know.
Well, not if they're listening live via the website.
True. Follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/bleedgeek. Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/bleedgeek. You can check us all out individually. Or actually, I'm jumping the gun. If you would like, you can we really want an email. So
fans,
we're reaching out. We're reaching out to our fans to send us an email at...
Oh, there we go. fans@bleedgeek.com. It's
funny,
like, it's
funny
like
how
they
that works,
forget
right?
The first part.
It's okay.
Or fans@bleedgeek.com.
Yeah. Or, if you'd like, you could give us a jingle jangle at...
406-79-GEEKS.
Or...
406-794-3357.
Awesome. So, we still want to keep our blog updated with real posts. So if you are interested in, if you like writing and like writing small articles about tech related stuff, whether it be console gaming, PC gaming, or just random technology in general, we're open for applicants. So you can send us an email as well to that same address, I believe, correct? fans@bleedgeek.com.
That's correct.
Or
if you want to donate, there's a donate thing on the side of our site.
Yeah.
If you feel like helping us out a little.
We're not picky.
Just for kicks.
We're not picky. So, and you could, yeah, or if you just, yeah, we have a donate button, or you could send us donation through PayPal. Our email for that is donate@bleedgeek.com. Or finally, you can follow us individually on Twitter. I am at Crandall111.
Still. I'm at Mike037.
And I'm at Hammock Time with a Y instead of an I.
Excellent. How's that? Good show?
Pretty good.
All right.
And with that, I'm Mike Earl.
And I'm Patrick McGivern.
And I'm Randy Orvis. Go eat your ice cream.